So as stated, my name is Nissa Entrekin. I work for the Food Trust in Philadelphia, and I manage their nutrition education and health screening programs. Unfortunately, Dr. Brower and Dr. Plum from Jefferson had to leave a little bit early. So if you have any questions regarding the Jefferson information, just give me your contact information and I'll connect you to them. So this is a picture of Romano's Deli in Philadelphia. This is one of our owners stocking his beautiful produce display. I have no relationships to disclose. And the beginning of the presentation is just going to give a little bit of background on the Food Trust and the Healthy Corner Store Initiative. The Food Trust mission is to ensure that everyone has access to affordable, nutritious food, and then the information to make healthy decisions. The objectives for today are how to identify corner stores for nutrition education and health screenings, identify education strategies that are appropriate in these settings, listing two corner store owner trainings, and understanding methods for evaluating the outcomes of such an integrated education effort. So this is a store in Philadelphia called Corner. So I'm going to get into this in the next few slides, but this is considered one of our conversion stores. So we actually painted the outside of the store, provided the awning that you see, and what's out of the picture is also a metal sign that says fresh produce sold here, just so that these stores can be readily identified in the neighborhoods. So why corner stores? A lot of people ask, why are you going into corner stores or bodegas? A recent study found that an average of $2.74 is spent for 650 calories for children and adults. So that's a small amount of money for a lot of calories, and these calories are energy dense and low nutritive. So the Food Trust works with corner store owners in a variety of ways. So we have four phases currently. The first phase works with owners to introduce healthy inventory. So we ask that they change two products in two of our categories. We provide $100 incentive checks to offset the risk of integrating a new product that might not be accepted by their customers. So next we go into marketing materials, and this is to raise customer awareness of the healthy products that are sold in the corner stores. And I have many slides that will show you our marketing materials coming up. The third phase is business training. So how to source produce, because what owners say a lot of the time is that it's really hard to buy the amount that they need. So they're expected to buy cases of apples, and they're not going to sell that many. So we work with them to introduce them to different distributors, or maybe work with other corner stores in the neighborhood so they can split that case of apples. Also, how to use value-added products. So if they have bananas that aren't bad but probably wouldn't sell, how to turn that into a smoothie and sell it. How to cut fruit and have cut fruit available. And also just how to store produce correctly, because bananas produce ethylene, and if you store them on the bottom, everything up is going to rot a little bit faster. So we provide all of those trainings to the owners. And then the fourth phase is conversion. So we actually provide refrigerators, freezers, or shelving units to corner store owners to help them stock healthier products and provide trainings. So these are our product categories. They're very adorable. So we have fresh fruits and vegetables, lean proteins, dairy, snacks, grains. And as I said, our second phase is the healthy marketing identification campaign. So the middle one and the one on the right are visible from the street. So anyone walking through the neighborhood can see that fresh produce is sold at that store. And then the one on the left and the bottom, they're found throughout the store, and they use the go, slow, woe system. We're not discouraging any products. We just want to increase consumption of the healthier ones and just make people stop and think about what we would consider in the red category that they should moderate. So stores that receive nutrition education and health screenings get additional marketing materials. So on the left, you'll see the Get Heart Healthy cards. And they correspond to all of our categories. They have heart-healthy tips on each one, and there's also a shopping list. And this shopping list is the healthy ingredients in that category that are found in most stores. So the featured board on the right is very large, and we encourage owners to place any sale healthy products onto the board. And then the one in the middle at the bottom is our loyalty card. So anyone who participates in a blood pressure screening gets a punch. Every month they come, and after four, we enter them into a raffle to win a large item like a blender. So we do awareness and education in many ways. So nutrition education in the stores, health screenings, youth leadership. So sometimes schools in the neighborhood will bring their children to the corner store and do a scavenger hunt for healthy food in the store. And then we engage the community. So this is the criteria that we've used to select stores. I don't know how many of you have been into a corner store or a bodega. Few of you. So they're typically very small stores. So our first criteria is that they've introduced healthy products into their store. The second is owner commitment to the program and the community. So we don't want an owner that might sell quickly. So sufficient store space. We bring a table and put it in the front for the nutrition education, and then Jefferson brings a table, chairs, stadiometer, scale, and that needs to be in a place that has privacy. So you're looking for enough space for both of those. Three or more Hub Healthy products, and Hub Healthy is the ingredients found in our recipes because we don't want to demo something that people can't buy right there. We want sufficient foot traffic, but this is a delicate balance because you want high participation, but you don't want to get in the way. So you really have to work with the owner about the ideal time to be in the store. And then the recruitment is mostly done directly with customers. So as I said, we set up a table in the front of the store, and we approach every single person who walks in. We tell them what the recipe is that day, that there's a health screening, and what incentive they'll receive for participating, whether that's a colander, a can strainer, $4 in heart bucks. We also post flyers around the store and have small flyers at the register. And then the last thing we do day of is we have an A-frame outside that advertises what we're doing in the store. We also reach out to local organizations to cross-promote. So not just us flyering, but us getting a feel of what else is happening in that neighborhood. So if one of the customers needs a food pantry, knowing that there's that in the neighborhood. We also promote within the food trust because we're in schools, farmers markets, senior centers, so just making sure that all of those programs have our flyers. So we use lessons appropriate for the corner store setting. So using all forms of fruits and vegetables, fiber, using dried beans, because there are so many healthy options in the store and people don't necessarily know they're there or know how to use them. We also have recipes like pancakes, smoothies, confetti bean salsa, personal pizzas, and we designed the recipe using ingredients found commonly in our corner stores. They're $5 or less to serve a family of four, and we consider time of day of the lesson, time of year, and the neighborhood itself. This is a sample recipe. This is one of our most popular. This is the personal pizza. So they're also a little bit flexible because every neighborhood is very different. So if this store didn't have whole wheat tortillas or pita bread, we would just use whole wheat bread because almost every store in Philadelphia at least has whole wheat bread. So Heart Bucks is a new addition to the program. In January, we started giving anyone who participated in either the health screening or the nutrition education four $1 coupons to spend on heart-healthy items in the store. The Philadelphia redemption rate right now is 98.5%. The things they can buy are fresh fruits and vegetables, low-fat dairy, whole grains, water, snacks with 100 calories or less per package. So some education highlights, 94% stated they increased their knowledge on how to prepare fruits and vegetables, specifically how to use fresh, frozen, or canned, and how to make quick and healthy meals. And 89% stated they increased their knowledge and intention to improve heart-healthy food choices. This is actually my favorite slide. So this is after we introduced the Heart Bucks. The column on the left shows what people typically come in to buy in the corner store. Drinks, food items, cigarettes, lottery and deli, and non-food items. And what they purchased with the Heart Bucks is fresh fruit, water, eggs, tuna, whole wheat bread. So not a lot of overlap in those categories. And of course, this doesn't mean that they didn't buy what they came in to buy, but at least they're leaving with healthy products. And what we're hearing from store owners now is that they're continuing to come in and buy these healthier options when we're not in the store and when we're not giving HeartBox. So that's been really exciting since this pilot. So the need for health screenings, Philadelphia is the poorest of the nation's 10 largest cities, and heart disease and stroke are the first and third leading cause of death. And we know that lack of access to affordable, healthy food in low-income areas contributes to obesity and diet-related diseases. So this is a health screening at one of our stores in Northern Liberties in Philadelphia. 8 stores are currently participating. Stores are visited on the same day, at the same time, every month. And Jefferson University Hospital Center for Urban Health provides the monthly screenings and follow-up. So you can see what we're behind. Usually it's like the kitty litter or the brooms or... So as I said, Jefferson is not here, unfortunately, but if you have any questions about their work, you can go to their website and I will connect you to them. So the Center for Urban Health is dedicated to the health sciences and community education, or community health via education, research, health services to improve the health of the populations we serve. So this is just a little bit of their model. Again, if you're more interested, you can go to their website or connect directly with them. So during the pilot year, we provided 977 screenings to 777 individuals. They were screened for blood pressure, BMI, or both. So we saw more men than women. So 57% were men, 43% were women. Age range varied completely. 46.3 was the mean. We saw about 58% black, 25% Latino, and 3% white. 44% were self-reported smokers, and that's much higher than the national average for smoking. About 30% were uninsured, and 26% didn't have a primary care physician. So this is a really high-need, high-risk population that isn't seen very often. So the average BMI was in the overweight range. It was 28.06. 69.6 were overweight or obese, with 35.3 being overweight and 34.3 being obese. The average blood pressure was about 127 over 80. And this slide is pretty interesting. So those with normal readings, 81% had no idea what their blood pressure was going to be. So those who were hypertensive, which was 42%, 65.8% didn't know they were pre-hypertensive, and 33% had hypertensive readings at our screenings, and 41% didn't know they were hypertensive. So not a lot of awareness in the setting. So follow-up, I do want to mention that the store additions were staggered. So in January, we started with 2, February 3. So follow-up kind of trickled in. So about 15% of people returned to get screened again. Of those 114 people who were rescreened, 63% had 2 screenings and 36% had 3 or more. So of the 114 people who we physically rescreened, 40.3% showed an improvement of systolic, and 60.5% showed an improvement of diastolic. So Jefferson also called anyone who had hypertension. So whether that was they reported that they had a history of it or if their readings were high when we saw them. So 159 were successfully reached by phone, and 51.6% had visited their primary care physician because of the screening. And of those, 25% said they reported seeing their doctor and their blood pressure was normal. About 6.9% reported visiting their primary care physician, and their drug treatment plan actually changed. So 7.5% reported that their blood pressure was not changed, and 7.5% undiagnosed hypertensive participants saw their primary care physician and were prescribed medications. So of the 89 participants with measurable weight outcomes, 42.7% showed an average weight loss of 8.31 pounds and decrease in BMI of 1.24 units. and 11 of 74 returning, so they actually came and got reweighed in the store. So they expressed they wanted to lose weight, and they participated in follow-up counseling. So that 14.9% lost at least 5% of their body weight, and 6.8% lost at least 7% of their body weight. So smokers, again, 44% were self-reported smokers. So this isn't a huge number, but 13 reported an improvement in smoking cessation during this follow-up period. So 4 of the 13 completely quit during the pilot year, and 9 of the 13 reported decreasing from 10.4 to 5.1. So again, not huge numbers, but definitely a small win. And this is the final slide. This is Clara Olivares. She's the owner of Olivares. She had gastric bypass surgery, tells everyone in the neighborhood about it, is so committed to health. And because follow-up was a little bit lower than we wanted, we're hiring a community health worker, and Clara is actually applying for the community health worker position. So we're really excited about that. And that's it. Yeah, so we had a lot of resources that were available in the neighborhood. So if they had insurance, which practices were closed. If they didn't have insurance, the health clinics that were in the area. So we just had everything that was available in probably a mile radius of every one of the stores. I'm sorry?
How are you funded?
Foundations. Typically, right now, we're running under Kynet and Curaterra, which are both family foundations.
Yeah. So you're looking at, you're screening for obesity and hypertension. Why not do diabetes?
Because we're in stores and they serve food. So we can't do anything that's blood-related around food. So we have been working with the Camden County Health Van, which brings a van into Camden, New Jersey, and we can do diabetes screenings there, but it has to be outside of the store, or else it's a health code violation.